Bedtime Bites presents The Day the Jelly Beans Came Alive. Theo loved jelly beans more than any other candy in the whole wide world. He dreamed of jelly beans, talked about jelly beans, and even tried to convince his parents to let him eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But Theo's parents always said no, reminding him that too many sweets weren't good for little boys and girls. One day, while Theo was helping his mother unpack the groceries, he spotted a big, colorful bag of jelly beans. His eyes lit up like twinkling stars, and he couldn't help but reach for the bag. But before he could grab it, his mother snatched it away and placed it on the highest shelf in the pantry. "Remember, Theo," she said with a knowing smile, "jelly beans are for special occasions only." Theo nodded, but inside, he was hatching a plan. That night, after everyone had gone to bed, he tiptoed downstairs to the kitchen. With determination in his eyes, he dragged a chair from the dining room and carefully climbed up to reach the jelly bean bag. Just as his fingers touched the crinkly plastic, he heard a tiny voice. "Hey, watch where you're grabbing." Theo froze. He looked around, but no one was there. Then he heard another voice, slightly deeper than the first. "Yeah, you big clumsy giant, you're squishing us." Theo's eyes grew wide as saucers as he realized the voices were coming from inside the bag. He carefully opened it and peeked inside. To his amazement, all the jelly beans were awake and looking up at him with tiny jelly bean eyes. "Ooh, what's going on?" Theo stammered, hardly believing what he was seeing. A red jelly bean hopped to the top of the pile. "We're the Jelly Bean Brigade, and we're here to teach you a lesson about moderation." Theo was so surprised that he tumbled backward off the chair, spilling jelly beans all over the kitchen floor. The colorful candies bounced and rolled in every direction, giggling and chattering as they went. "Whee!" shouted a green jelly bean as it rolled under the refrigerator. "Last one to the living room is a stale licorice," yelled a yellow one, leading a parade of jelly beans out of the kitchen. Theo scrambled to his feet, trying to catch the runaway sweets. "Wait, come back," he whispered urgently, not wanting to wake his parents. But the jelly beans were having too much fun. They bounced on the couch cushions, swung from the curtains, and even tried to turn on the TV to watch their favorite shows. A group of purple jelly beans found Theo's toy cars and started racing them around the coffee table, while some orange ones discovered his sister's dollhouse and decided to have a jelly bean tea party. Theo was in a panic. How would he explain this mess to his parents in the morning? He had to get all the jelly beans back in the bag before sunrise. Just then, the red jelly bean that had spoken earlier hopped onto Theo's shoulder. "Having fun yet, buddy?" it asked with a mischievous grin. Theo shook his head. "Please, you have to help me get everyone back in the bag." The red jelly bean twirled its non-existent mustache. "Well, we might consider it if you promise to learn your lesson about eating too many sweets." Theo nodded vigorously. "I promise. I'll only eat jelly beans on special occasions, just like my mom said." The red jelly bean smiled. "All right then, let's round up the troops." With the red jelly bean's help, Theo spent the next hour coaxing, chasing, and carefully picking up jelly beans from all over the house. They found some hiding in the houseplants, others trying on his dad's shoes, and a brave few attempting to open the front door for a midnight adventure. Finally, with all the jelly beans safely back in the bag, Theo climbed back up on the chair to return them to their spot on the high shelf. As he was about to close the pantry door, he heard the red jell,